We are putting forward 48 recommendations, both legislative and budgetary, that we feel will address the issues.
Senator George Amador of Rotterdam provided opening remarks in a news conference during which lawmakers introduced a new extensive report. It features a four-part strategy covering prevention, treatment, recovery, and enforcement. Recommended changes include new limits on first-time painkiller prescriptions, patient counseling prior to prescribing Schedule II opioids, giving courts more power to order outpatient treatment, and tougher penalties for drug dealers. Senator Robert Ord of North Tonawanda is a fellow co-chair and says this comprehensive report was put together over many months and is not based on conference room bureaucracy, but on the feedback of people statewide living through the nightmare of addiction.
And I know we believe, I speak for my colleagues, that the best legislation comes from the bottom up. And I believe that legislation is reflected in this report. Whether it's prevention, whether it's working on education, working with people who are prescribed opioids, making sure they understand the risk, the addictive nature of these substances.
Ort told WBFO that while people need to take responsibility for their actions, it's also time to end the stereotype of the person battling addiction and understand that the crisis is touching almost every neighborhood. Michael Mrosiak, WBFO News.